Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hi. Today's episode of Adulting with Ebony is a little bit different. Today it's just me. So you're going to get to hear me talking about something that I get asked about a lot and just doing a kind of little wrap up because we are on episode 10. So I wanted to just have a little reflect and kind of come back. And I think that that's something I'm going to carry on doing. Like every 10 episodes, I'll just come and do a little check in with you guys and see how things are and telling my thoughts on the podcast and anything else I think I've got coming up next and, you know, those kind of things. So when we started this, we actually started planning and recording in October last year, in October 2017. And when this episode comes out, it will be the 8th of February. And I know that back then I was like, there's no way I'm going to commit to this. There's no way anyone's going to like me rambling on about what it means to be an adult and like that kind of thing. And just having fun with my friends. There's just no way. And I've been astounded and really happily, wonderfully surprised. We were in the new and noteworthy section on iTunes for at least 5 weeks, which is incredible. And I'm so, so grateful and so thankful that we were good enough, or that enough of you listened and that the algorithms thought it was a good idea to recommend us. So if you were someone who liked it, rated it, shared it, left a review, I just really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, because it's just really showed me that this is important and that you guys want to listen to a show like this. And yeah, that's really humbling and also just really great because it means that I get to carry on. So we've got some absolutely wonderful guests coming up for you. By the time this episode comes out, we will have at least another 8 in the bag, pre-recorded and ready to go. And I've learned so, so much. And so hopefully if you've been listening since the beginning, things like the sound quality will have improved. And we're getting all of the guests have been absolutely incredible, but we're getting people contacting us now saying, can I come on the show, which is fantastic. So I want to clear a couple of things up and then I am going to talk about boundaries. Because the episode that I did with Amy Mitchell, if you haven't seen that, go back and listen to it. It's episode 4. But that's the one that's had the absolute most hits. And I think boundaries, like, this is a new word, right? It's a new thing. It's talked about so, so much in the personal development world. And it's something that I want to kind of go into in a little bit more detail. But first of all, there is something that I want to kind of go back to and make sure that you're all aware. So every single episode you will have heard me saying and getting my guests to say, I'm an adult, but. And I just want to make it really clear that this is paying homage to The Guilty Feminist and Deborah Frances White's podcast, where they start each show with I'm a feminist, but. And if you haven't checked out her show, then you absolutely must. I don't mind if you are a full-on feminist or a guilty feminist or a wannabe feminist or not quite sure about feminism feminist or just a person of any sort. Please go check it out, because not only is it incredibly educational and worthy, it's also hilarious. Absolutely fucking hilarious. And so I just want to make that really, really clear. It's not something that I came up with, and it's not, I mean, I really hope it isn't me copying. It really came from a heartfelt place of a nod to her show and everything that they're doing over there. It is the number one podcast that I recommend to you guys. I mean, I love you listening to mine, but please go listen to hers. So there's that. Right, now I want to talk about boundaries. So I want to start off by saying this. I want to start off by saying that when you say no to something, you are saying yes to something else. And it's really that simple. So many of the people that I work with or come into contact with, if you're listening to this, the likelihood is that you are someone who is compassionate and kind, and you want to be liked and you want to do the best by people and you want to show up in all your fullness and just be a good human. And you've been raised to believe that that means saying yes. But the truth is that sometimes a yes is a no. What do I mean by that? If you want to grow your business, if you want to be successful, if you're somebody who wants to make really good money and have a profitable, sustainable, fun business that really feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, but is also, you know, commercially viable and doing well on the outside, you are going to need to say no to partying all the time. You're going to need to say no to giving freebies to everyone. You're going to need to say no to, lots of things that will come along the way where you're going to need to say no so that you can say yes to the time it takes, to the commitment it takes, to the, you know, to the 1,000 hours it takes to get good at something, to understand what it is that you're doing. And these days I am fortunate enough to be supported in my team and to be able to take time out to enjoy my life and to put things into my life on purpose that are really in line with my values. But I didn't get to a place where I could work, you know, 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon, 4 days a week straight away. If you've read my book, if you've read Misfit to Maven, you will know that it absolutely didn't start out that way, that I started from a place of £25,000 worth of debt, homeless, living out of my car, sofa surfing and living on friends' sofas, and in a place of absolute desperation of like, this has to work. And I had to say no to all sorts of things in order to say yes to learning what it took. And I probably worked far more hours than was necessary because I wanted to figure it all out myself. So that's something else I want to talk about in terms of saying no and boundaries. Like, you do not need to figure it all out on your own. You can ask for help. You can cut your kind of journey time down by finding someone who's trodden the path that you want to tread, or working with, if you really like, no one has done what I'm doing, that's cool too. Then find someone who's really a coach, who can help you see another perspective, who can catalyze your growth and journey time. And making time and space for your own personal development is also something that you need to be really boundaried about. That involves a boundary, because again, it involves saying, I believe in myself enough, or I have enough self-love, or I have enough self-worth, or I am taking ownership and self-responsibility for my own destiny enough to be able to carve out professional or personal development time. So it is something that takes boundaries to actually think that you are worthy enough of investing in, because it's the time that you're investing in this scenario. So one of the other things that came up quite a lot when I was talking to my guests over the last 9 episodes was money. I'm feeling like we're not good with it. And that again is another boundaried thing. So in my accounts for a really long time, I had everything all in one, and then I divided it out into business and personal, and then I divided it out into a savings account for my business and a savings account for my personal. So then I had 4 accounts, but they were all with one bank. And what that meant was that I could move money around. And what that meant was that even though I thought I was being good with money, even though I thought I was being boundaried and kind of putting it into one place and another, I could still see it. Which meant that when things got tight, or when there was a cash flow issue, rather than finding a way to get some more money in and, like, you know, going out and really upping my game or putting a new offer on or speaking to new people or getting uncomfortable, I'd just move some of my tax money or move some of the savings money around. And whilst I'm not saying that's a bad thing to start off with, I also think there's something really interesting around having boundaries around how we spend and our money. So the thing I did, in case you want to know, and I put this down to Denise Duffield Thomas and Money Bootcamp, which is something that I'm also part of, and I love, love, love her work. I do a lot of stuff around money blocks every Sunday. I do that. And again, I'll put links to these things in the show notes so that you know what I'm talking about. Denise Duffel Thomas has a little shortcut that she suggests, or this idea that she suggests, which is to open a savings account outside of where you regularly bank and have an automated deposit set up so that you're taking money out of an account and putting it somewhere that you actually can't see so that you can't spend. And I did that at the beginning of 2017, in January last year, and I have I probably could sit down and work it out by looking at how much I looking at how much the direct debit that I set up and was and how many months it's been. But I literally have no idea, as we're speaking, how much money is in that account. But I know it's money that I haven't touched and that I've sort of had to train myself into this new way. And I really believe that when we start off, it's kind of weird and uncomfortable to have a boundary, because we're like, you know, I didn't have this boundary yesterday and now I do. And it's this invisible line that I am placing around myself. And that's literally all it is. That's what it is when you start having a boundary. It is just telling other people where the line is. It's showing people that edge, and it won't have been there the day before, and it may very well have changed. And as you become more of an adult, as you become more mature or step into a place of self-responsibility and give yourself the opportunity for more choice, getting clear on your boundaries and asserting those boundaries, communicating those boundaries effectively, is going to be one of the most important skill sets that you can develop. Because as we grow, there's always going to be a greater and more demand on our time. That's not something that's going to diminish. The more you've got going on, the more people want you, the more requests on your time there are. And so in order to grow, one of the prerequisites really is that you have to get better at making decisions quickly, sticking to those decisions, so acting from a place of conviction, and being really boundaried around what you say yes to and what you say no to. And how you do that is really the skill set. And what's come up a lot this week in my coaching sessions when we've been talking about boundaries is people asking, well, how do I do this or how do I do that, at the point when it's become an issue. So for example, I had a client who said, went for a meeting with which I thought was like a sales meeting or a discovery meeting around doing some work. And it turned out that for the person I was meeting, it was much more of a kind of pick your brains session. They were just asking me all sorts of stuff. And I was getting more and more frustrated because really that's the kind of thing that people should be paying me for. And I didn't know how to segue it or to say it. And, you know, what should I do differently? And the truth is about that in that moment, there's no graceful way to do that. In that moment, the way to do that is to just be blunt and to say it, which is, I believe that this was a sales conversation where we would be looking at what it is that I can offer to help you with your problem or issue. And there are different ways that I can do that. Should we talk about those? Or, you know, some of the stuff that you're asking me right now is kind of beyond what I've got the capacity to offer you for free. But here are some options of how I can support you further. And that might feel too blunt, and that might feel too like in your face for some of you. And the way around that is to back up a little bit and make sure that your communication the day before, the week before, the month before is clear and is doing some of that work for you. So your boundaries just aren't just in the way that the things that you say and the way that you behave. Perhaps it's having a gatekeeper or having a virtual assistant. Perhaps it's having an online booking form. Perhaps it's finding a way to say to develop like a policy so that you can give the policy the responsibility for the thing that you're trying to say. OK, and what I mean by that is like, oh, we don't do things, you know, we don't take new bookings within 24 hours. There's always a 48 hour lag, or the minimum request time is X, or, you know, that's just the company policy. Now, that might sound really silly if it's just you, but it's not. It's really, really not, because if you create those policies, then it shows that you've spent time thinking about it and that you've put together something. It shows that you are so in demand that you have had to become more aware of your boundaries and of your limitations and of your time and how you want to use it, because money is infinite. You can make more money. Time is the most valuable asset that you have. You can't make more of it. And that's important. And there's kind of one other thing I want to say about boundaries. And it's this. When you create boundaries for people, you're actually creating an environment in which they feel safer and held. Let's imagine for a moment that I am going to see a therapist or a counsellor, and I've got something that I want to talk to them about. And I say to them, yes, I want to go ahead with this. How do I book? How do I pay? And they go, oh, you know, you can pay whenever you want. And I go, okay, and are there anything else that I need to know about? And they go, no, you know, we'll just deal with it as and when. Imagine how that feels in yourself versus me signing up for a space with someone in this instance, and then them saying, okay, so here are the next steps. What will happen is you will get sent through an invoice, which you've got up to 14 days to pay, and we take transfer, or you can pay by PayPal. And then we'll also send over some terms and conditions. They're really, really standard. It just means that from upfront, you know where you stand, I know where I stand. And if you've got any questions about them at all, please do get in touch before signing them, because I'd love to go through it with you and just make sure that we're all on the same page. Already you feel held. Already you know that they've done this so many times that they've got clear on what works. Now, this is the same whether you're working with a personal trainer, whether you are in a service, with any service provider and with any product. Because if somebody can tell you what happens next, how this works, then you know the rules, then you know what's expected of you, and you feel safer. And that's really important. And I want you to know that, because if you are running a business in this, that's the truth, right? People want you to guide them on a journey. What is the client journey and where do they go next? And every bit of boundary or policy or guidance that you can give them is helping them to feel safer so that they can get on with the thing that they are there for, to interact with you. And you can feel a closer and deeper sense of connection with that person by having demonstrated very clear boundaries in this way. Now, this also works in your personal life. So you might be sitting listening to this thinking, but I just have a job and all this business stuff is irrelevant to me. It really, really isn't, because I want you to make a policy for yourself, in your family, with your friends. Look at the stuff that comes up time and time again and develop your own policy. Because maybe you buy a lunch all the time, maybe you see people for coffee, maybe you answer phone calls to your friends at like 10 p.m. at night, maybe you found that you're still on WhatsApp at like 10 p.m. chatting to someone in particular, right? Just develop a policy. The policy is that at 9 p.m. the phone goes off and it goes away, or that you can have like three people that you go out with for dinner during the week or have coffee with, or whatever it is. Develop your own internal policy. You don't need to communicate this, but it will help you stick to it. And if you want to, then just like I said before, you can refer to the policy. And yeah, set the parameters overtly. Let people know where you are and why you're doing this. It's ultimately so that you can be more present with them. It's ultimately so that you can, it's because you care about people, because you want to have a deeper connection with them, that you must create these boundaries so that in the time that you are with someone, you can be fully present and you can be really have quality time with that person. That's what all of this organization, all of this structure, all of this boundary setting, all of this policy making is actually for. It means that in your interactions with people, you can be 100% present and everyone knows where they stand, and you can all feel safe and taken care of. So yeah, that's all I really wanted to share. I have, like I said, we've got some amazing guests coming up on in the next few episodes of, and I'm so, so excited for you to listen to them. As always, please come and let us know what you think. Come find me on Instagram or in my Facebook group. Let me know what you think. If there's anyone that you'd love us to have on the show, please do let us know. I'd love to know. And if there's anything in particular that you want us to talk about, then let us know that too. I know we've got some great ones on money coming up and more on relationships and all of that great stuff. Thank you. Bye. This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.